Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Michael Saltzman's back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is the Research Director for Employment Policies Institute. Mike, thanks again for being with us. We're talking about minimum wage. The president wants to raise minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to, what is it, $10.25? I forgot, $10.50, something like that?
Yeah, $10.10 an hour.
Yeah, like a 30-something percent raise just overnight, just push a button and all of our, you know, if you're not paying minimum wage, or if you're paying seven something to minimum wage people, those costs go up. The truth though, Mike, is that minimum wage is really just a political football. It is not really any kind. I'm not going to say that it's not going to help some people, but it's not going to help as many people as they say it will. But it will hurt. It'll probably hurt more people than it helps. What do you think?
I think you're entirely right. I mean, the political issue is almost it's almost laughable, right? I mean, if you look at some of the states, you know, states like Arkansas, for instance, where there's obviously a very close Senate race that's going on. Mm-hmm. This is the only reason why an increase in the minimum wage is on the ballot there this year. It has nothing to do with helping the employees. And so I think it is kind of a cynical play that if we're trying to help people at the bottom end of the career ladder, we should be doing it in the way that the evidence says we should do it, as opposed to doing it as sort of an election year ploy.
Well, and it's really out of date. It's a 20th century political vestige that should be gotten away. And, I mean, there are two or three reasons for this, I think, Mike. And one of them is small businesses have technology options that we didn't used to have. And so I poll small business owners. It's not the small business owners don't mind if they raise minimum wage. We don't like it because we don't like the government telling us what to pay our people, number one. But the rate of the increase is not as big a concern of ours, because we can, if we don't want to hire people and pay the higher rate, we can start making technology decisions that will cut down on the number of people we have to hire. That's one. Number two, we're already paying our people more than that because, Mike, when Gen Y comes to work, they've got skills. They're showing up with capability that I didn't have, you didn't have when we first landed in our first job. We had to be taught everything. These kids are showing up ready to go to work. They're worth more than minimum wage. A lot of jobs, other than food jobs or, you know, those kinds of things. So my point is, minimum wage is not even that much of an issue in the marketplace anymore. But it is a sop to the unions, isn't it?
It is, you're right. And I think the technology point, too, is important in the sense that employers do have new ways to adapt to this other than just raising prices. It's funny, I was in Dover, Delaware last night testifying at a low-wage worker hearing, and the ranking senator actually said, you know, I've been hearing this argument for years that a higher minimum wage will reduce jobs, and I've never seen the evidence.
Right.
And I told him, you know, it's all around you. Every time you go to a business and you check yourself out or you're using one of these tablets now, it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And because it's everywhere, a number of businesses have that.
When was the last time somebody pumped your gas?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that went away a long time ago. Go to a grocery store. Most grocery stores don't have that many. You know, you're bagging your own groceries, maybe. So that's part of it. So you've got some alternatives. Let's talk about a couple of the things that you think that could help deal with the if there is pain out there. If there are people who need help, let's help them in a way that would be beneficial to them, that doesn't ripple through the rest of the economy, right?
That's right.
Through the rest of the workforce.
So I think one alternative that's promising, that actually both something that both Paul Ryan and President Obama agree on, which is a pretty small set of policies, is expanding the earned income tax credit for for childless adults. And this tax credit, basically, it boosts wages for the same kind of people we're trying to help, but it does it through the tax code instead of through a mandate on employers.
And it's targeted to the taxpayer, not blanketed across the workforce.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the one shortcoming right now is that it's considerably less generous if you don't have kids,
right.
Which kind of is a hole that needs to be fixed.
Well, if you don't have kids, if you don't have kids, it shouldn't be as generous.
Agree with you there, but it's generous by many. So, for instance, you know, if you're a child or an adult with two kids right now, it's, you know, between $5,000 and $7,000.
Right.
If you don't have any kids, it's maybe a couple hundred dollars. So there's a really big difference.
Well, maybe maybe they need to be make an adjustment there. That's we ought to be able to take care of that over lunch, Mike. Right?
You'd think so, but it doesn't fit as well on a campaign sign.
That's the truth. Yeah, you can't beat your opponent up with that, can you?
That's exactly right.
You know, folks, there's so many things like this, Mike, that politicians on both sides of the aisle, they find a way to get a handle, to get a catchy term, and they just throw it out there and one of them is jobs. Another one is small business. Another one is kitchen table. You know, when you hear them use those terms, you know what they're doing? They're just trying to manipulate you, Mike, in my opinion. I don't care whether it's a Republican or Democrat. They're just trying to manipulate you, and I hate that.
Because I think it's false hope sometimes, right? I mean, you hear these things, right, about creating jobs, and
right.
Even that a raise in the minimum wage could create jobs, or any policy that you want to talk about.
Right.
But it's ultimately offering people something that we know isn't going to come to pass.
And the one that makes me the maddest, Mike, is when they invoke the name small business, the term small business, as if they knew anything about small business. That's what really gets under my skin. Give us your website, Mike, quickly.
Minimumwage.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Pretty easy. Michael Saltzman and I will be right back. Ten Tails, stay with us. That's all I've ever
said. If you please. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.